This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. President Donald Trump has decided to scrap a plan to cut billions of dollars worth of foreign aid. We get the details from AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Since taking office, the Trump administration's tried each year to slash foreign affairs spending by up to 30%, with lawmakers on both sides rejecting it each time. The president's tried again and now given up on cutting some $4 billion in aid Congress had already approved. A senior administration official says the president was looking to cut what he saw as wasteful spending. Lawmakers disagreed. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A three-year investigation that began with one victim and a single bank account has resulted in the breakup of a multinational online fraud conspiracy. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
Who can forget the famous Nigerian prince scam?
Los Angeles-based U.S. Attorney Nick Hanna says things have changed a lot since then, as 80 people are charged with taking part in a multi-million-dollar online fraud scheme that has its roots in Nigeria. Hanna says the scammers stole money from businesses, the elderly, and the lovelorn.
Victims think they are developing a dating relationship, when in fact they're just being tricked into sending money to the fraudsters.
A number of people have been arrested. Others are fugitives in the U.S., while most of the rest are thought to be in Nigeria. Authorities are hoping to extradite them to the U.S. to face charges. I'm Tim McGuire.
A mixed day on Wall Street with the Dow up, but the S&P and the NASDAQ closing in negative territory. The Dow Jones Industrials were up 0.19%, but the S&P lost 0.05%, while the NASDAQ dropped by 0.36. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Iran displayed what it described.